Okay, today's daf is Megillah daf Chaf. We are on the last full blot here in the second parak of Maseches Megillah Chaf, and we will start with Yotesma Beis. We are discussing the Mishnah relating to who is allowed to read the Megillah. The Tanakhama said that everyone is allowed to read the Megillah except for a Chereshot of a Katan, while Rabbi Yehuda was Machshir by a Katan. We discussed yesterday the Machlokas Rishonim. What Katan are we talking about? Tosfos is already bothered. Now, how could it be that a Katan could be Yotze or not? If a Katan was Higia Lechinuch, studies Chayiv Midrabanan, then why shouldn't he be able to be Motzi someone else? Everybody's only Chayiv Midrabanan in the Megillah. And if he is not Higia Lechinuch, then how could it be Motzi anybody? What's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda? So we had three or four different suggestions in the Rishonim. Shown him. Tosfos said maybe it's that a double Durabanan cannot be Motzi a single Durabanan. A Katan is a Gavra Durabanan and the Mitzvah's Durabanan, while by a Gadol he is a Gavra Daraisa with a specific context Durabanan here. But one a double can't be Motzi a single. The Ran quoted the Ramban. The very important Lashon that's quoted by others as well is known as the Machlokas Rashi, Tosfos, and Brachas, but really it's a Ramban right here. Says the Ran in the name of the Ramban, let's just read it now. Says the Ran in the name of the Ramban that, just find it, Ramban Zaltires, this is on Vav Amaveis Nadafi Arif. Ramban Zaltires, the Rabbanan Sphira Lahu, She'eno Bedin, Shahakaton Afal Pishihi Gielachinach, Yotze Hagdola Mide Chavasan. It's not appropriate, even if a Kadar is a Gielachinach, to be Motzi the Gdolim. Why? Mishum Delav Mitzvah Didei Ella Da Avuha. Because you can't say a child is chayiv in anything. Even chinuch midrabanan, a child is a lot bar das, a child cannot be chayiv in anything. So the entire mitzvah of chinuch is on the father, it's not on the son. De'ihu lo mechayiv mitzvahs kol ikar, and therefore you have to say it's on the father. Rabbi Yehuda atzmo, lo hitir b'katan, ela b'megillah, mibnei shekulam hayu ba'osu aneis, and the only reason Rabbi Yehuda himself allows it is because of the uniqueness of this mitzvah. Usually a katan is not, but here, Kulam hayu ba'osu aneis, even the children, b'chulu, that's the Ramban. And then the Ran himself argues, v'lo nichali b'hai piruka, de'i'ihu lav bar chiyuva b'mitzvos, afilu midrabanan. I don't understand, because if he is a lav bar chiyuva, if the total chiyuv is on the father, so then, ki yahavi ba'osu aneis mayhavi, so I still don't understand the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Why? So up off in a bosones. V'hai time alo shayich ela b'man davi bar chiyuva. B'shar mitzvos kinashim de mechayvin on luhunami. B'hai b'bnei sh'avino e bosones. Avino you can be mechayiv women, because they're generally in the parsha of being obligated in mitzvos. Avo man de lo shayich bo chiyuva. But by a katan, heichim mechayvin on lei. Mishim ha'chi. L'fira nirin de v'ya tosos v'zikr. That's why I think tosos is correct. He goes back to tosos. What would the Rabban answer? Well, the Rabban himself says, the way that he's quoted here, is that Rabbi Yehuda only matter Megillah because of Afin Hayu. Maybe one could suggest that that's Gufa the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda would hold the mitzvahs on the child. The Rabban seems to not even want to say that. It's unfathomable that the child would be chayiv in anything according to any opinion. So that is the Rabban and the Ran arguing about it right here. If you look at the Rambam has many different formulations, right? Is the chiyuv on the father? Is the chiyuv on the son? The Rambam, throughout his different mitzvos, it is not 100% clear who is chayiv. If you look, for example, in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, says the Rambam, Hakol Perek Vav, Hakol Chayavim Bachilas Matzah, Afilu Nashu Bektanim, Katan Sheyachol Lechol Pas, Mechanchin Oso B'mitzvos, Uma Achilin Oso Kizayis Matzah. We are mechanech him. That's the language of the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah. So what does that mean? We are mechanech him. So Kasavisha there in Perek Vav in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah quotes the Ramban, our Ramban right here, that the chiyuv of chinuch is on the father and not on the child, and he's medayek that also from the lashon of the Rambam, from the fact that it doesn't say akol chayavin afilu nashim avadim uktanim, but he says rather everyone's chayav even nashim avadim and ktanim we are mechanech him. Which sounds like he would agree with this Ramban. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says, even Daik in that Rambam, in Ilchas Chabetzu Matzah. Mashma, de'ina chatem, mechuyev ve'etzem, eldal aviv mutal l'chan chabemitzos. And that's a similar lashon to what the Rambam has in the beginning of Hilchas Megillah. He also has a lashon that we are mechanechim. But if you look elsewhere, it is not so clear. Says the Rambam Milchas Sukkah, for example, in Perek Vav, Katan she'eino tzorach le'imo shu keben chamish keben sheish. Once a child gets old enough, chayiv b'sukkah. He is chayev. There's the lashon. He's chayev in sukkah midivrei sofrim k'dei lecharcho b'mitzvos. Or perek zayin of Hilchos Lulav. A perek later, katan ayodel and aneya chayev belulav midivrei sofrim k'dei lecharcho b'mitzvos. Or in Hilchos Brachos haketanim chayavin bebirchas hamazon midivrei sofrim k'dei lecharcho b'mitzvos. Right, chayavin. All of those lashonos are by tzitzis or by tefila, also similar. Right, so it seems to me the Rambam is machalik maybe between certain mitzvos and other mitzvos. When it comes to matzah so, and megillah, those two, the language is on the father, if we're medayik properly. But shake it, by all the other mitzvahs that we mentioned, it seems to me literally on the child as well. Okay, so there's a big discussion. There's a Tosas Yisharim in Nazir that discusses this, relating to Naziris of a Katan, whether an Av is Madir Bino and what that means. Either way, this is an important discussion. You want to look more, Rav Asher Weiss has a discussion of this in Parshas Vayera in Os He. In Os He. So that is number one. Let's continue now and then we'll get to number two. So we're trying to figure out who the author is of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah who says, again, that the Tadakaba holds that a katan cannot be motzi others. If you that says a katan is, so who is this relating to? Who is this? We know there's a machlokas elsewhere, a machlokas tanoim, about other mitzvos. So who is the author of our Mishnah? Right? We quoted a machlokas of Yossi and the Chachamim elsewhere regarding if somebody is Kore Shema Velo Ishmi Allah's, no? And he doesn't say it loud enough so that his ears could hear it. So that relates to the other line of the Mishnah. The other person discussed, that's Cheresh. So we ended up saying, right before we finished yesterday, that maybe the Mishnah is Chesuri Mechzera, and the whole of Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And we're really talking about two types of Ketanim. Trei Gavni Ketanim. And how the Mishnah really meant to be read was that everybody's kosher to read the Megillah except for Chereshot of a Ketan, but this is only by a Ketan, Shalom Yigiyah L'Chinuch. But by a Ketan, that was Yigiyah L'Chinuch, even L'Chanchila, Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir B'Ketan. So that's what we said up until now. So now the Gemara says, one second, about eight lines up from the bottom. B'mai ukimta k'Rabbi Yehuda udi eved. Who will we mokim the Mishnah like? According to Rabbi Yehuda, and it is only bidi eved, that even Rabbi Yehuda is only machshir, let's say by kriyashma, only bidi eved, right? Lo ishmi ela azna. Only bidi eved it works. Ella, and that's why we say he's the author of our Mishnah. But the problem, why? Elahadatani, Rabbi Yehuda Breda, Rabbi Shimon Pazi. Cheresh Amadab Raveinu Shomea. Toreim Lechatchila. We have a brisa that says, at least according to one opinion, someone, a cheresh, that can speak but cannot hear, somebody who is able to speak but he is deaf, Toreim Lechatchila, he could take off Truma Lechatchila. The question is, who is that Mani? Who is that opinion? We'd rather not say there are three opinions. We only have two opinions in other contexts in terms of the halacha of Hashma Allah Asno. So to here, we think this is not a third opinion. So who is it according to? E Rabbi Yehuda, if this Braisa about Hilchas Hafrashas Truma. What's the issue by Hafrashas Truma? If somebody can't hear that, when he makes the brach, he's not going to hear it. But the Braisa still says that the person can be Mafrish. So who is this according to? E Rabbi Yehuda, the Eved in Lechatchila. Lo, if it's like Rabbi Yehuda, well, we just explained Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. He says only Bidi Eved. If you're not Mashmiel Azda, you can do it, but not Lechatchila. So, but this Braisa says even Lechatchila, a person can be Mafrish, even though he will not be hearing the Bracha. E Rabbi Yosi, and if it's Rabbi Yosi's opinion, the Eved Amilo. Rabbi Yosi says it does not work, even Bidi Eved, the Eved Amilo. So what does it mean, Tarim Lechatchila? What does it mean, the Eved Amilo? It's not going to be a hafrasha. It's not going to be, if you can't make the bracha with Hashma Lazo, your hafrasha, it'll still be tevel. Svasema says that can't be. Can't be that it's still going to be tevel. The bracha, no bracha is ever ma'akev. He doesn't quote it, but there is a Tosas Arash in brachas, Anaf Tezvav, which seems to say that had a bracha, a birchas ha-mitzvah, bin de'oraisa, so that it would be ma'akev the mitzvah. Okay, so by one bracha, or maybe two brachas, by very few, maybe one or maybe two, only one Birchas HaMitzvah, that is possibly Da'oraisa, that is Birchas HaTorah. B'chasor Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban, whether you count that as a separate one of the Mitzvahs Asay, at least according to the Ramban, it is a Mitzvah Asay Da'oraisa to say Birchas HaTorah every day. So if you put that Ramban together with the Tosas Arash in Brachos, one might say that if one is not, one does not make Birchas HaTorah in the morning, there is an element that is lost to his Torah. Maybe that's even none of the Yoma. That's the Gemara in Nedarim, which tells us that one of the reasons that the Churban Beis Hamikdash took place was Lo Berchu Batorah Tchila. And Rabbeinu Yonah there describes, quoted in the Ran there, they weren't machshiv the Torah enough. They weren't learning it properly lishma. So maybe if you put that together with the Tzar Rash, it's explainable that because if you say Berchu Zara is Daraisa, and if you don't make a bracha, according to the Tzar Rash, you lose an aspect, an element of Talmud Torah. That's why it was such a serious offense, not saying Berchu Zara Torah. The Rabbeinu Yonah there says they did it, they were just not machshiv the, they did learn. They just went out machshav the Torah enough to make it birchas, to say birchas haTorah. In any case, says the Sasemis, in our context, what does the Gemara mean by Rabbi Yossi? What is Rabbi Yossi? Even the evidence shouldn't work. It can't mean that there's not going to be a hafrasha. It just means, says the Sasemis, that we would at least maybe want a bar hachi to be kore. At least very strongly, and that's what it means, by the evidence nami lo. Says the Sasemis right here, Tamua tuva, toha habracha inam akev, imkim shita, demishit sorach lasos ha-mitzvah, ve'eno yachol levarech, mechuyev lasosa, beli bracha. Umay hadamrina, de la rabiosi, afilu dieven amilo. What, are you giving off the impression that you're not mafrish? Habrachos e makvos. So what does this mean? So, says the Sfasemes, after going back and forth, it must mean that we really would not allow him to do the mitzvah at all, because we really want we want to be able to say this bracha in an appropriate way. This is part of the question. Yachal levarach b'asar lasas b'li bracha levarach lechad chila nami asar. V'lachin ein lo lasas a mitzvah. V'al Rabbi Yossi de'eno bracha klal v'shuv ein yachal levarach imkein kasha. Atu man de'eno yachal levarach yevatel a mitzvah. That's the end of the question. You should be vatel a mitzvah. So he says, no, it must be that Nira, achay nira, kavana sakamara, Rabbi Yehuda b'rei Rav Shimon ben Pazi, tani ha'braisa, ala demastisa dehasan dolijam lechad chila, v'utani be'braisa depligi, Visvara de Yitrom. Imkein al-kacha mari be'ina truma shelo. And therefore, if it's not his trumas, then he shouldn't be able to make the bracha. V'chuli comes up with a ukimta, because obviously we know the hafrasha is still going to be a hafrasha even without the bracha. Okay, back to our questions. The Gemara says, who is the author of this brisa by hafrasha's truma? That you can even, a cheresh, hamedaber, ve'edo shamea, can even be term lachadchila. So, who is it? Because we just said that according to Yehuda, it's only okay b'di evet. And that Bryce says even lachad chila. So says the Gemara, 5 lines up from the bottom, Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda, v'afil lachad chila, what? Should we change Rabbi Yehuda's shita? So Rabbi Yehuda allows without hashma la'aznav, even on a lachad chila level, but then you have a problem, because there are sources that hold there's someone that only allows it b'di evet. Rabbi Yossi does not even allow b'di evet. Rabbi Yehuda would allow it lachad chila. What about the middle approach? Eloha d'tanya. The Braisa says, lo yivarech ad berchaz abaza b'libo. Another halachic context. We have Afrash's Truma, we have Mikra Megillah, we have berchaz amazo now. A person should not make. Lo yivarech ad berchaz amazo b'libo. A person is not allowed to think berchaz amazo. V'imbirech yatsa. And if he did it without hashma la'aznav, he's still yotze. So again, there's a lachad chila b'dievet, so mani, lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Yossi. So who is this according to? E Rabbi Yehuda, if it's like Rabbi Yehuda, who we just said, says only, even lachad chila, you can do it without the bracha, afil lachad chila. E Rabbi Yossi, afil l'dievet na'mi lo. So who is the author of this braisa when it comes to berchas amazon? So the Gemara answers, la'olam Rabbi Yehuda. Really, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, even l'chadchila, one does not require hashma la'aznav. What about this brisa of berchas hamazon, that it's only okay b'di eved? V'lo kasha, hadidei hadarabei. Depends, is it Rabbi Yehuda, or is it Rabbi Yehuda in the name of his Rabbi? The Tanya, meaning Rabbi Yehuda, as we'll see. Rabbi Yehuda himself says you can be term l'chadchila even without hashma la'aznav. But the brisa about berchas hamazon, that's Rabbi Yehuda in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bishur, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Hakori Hashema, Tzarech Sheyeshmiya La'azno. If somebody reads Shema, you have to be Mashmiya. Shneamar, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashma La'aznacha, Ma'asha Tamosi Mipicha. Put out, let your ears hear what you say. Rabbi Meir Omer, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom Alav Avecha. Achar Kavadas Alev, Einen Advarim. As you see, there's a Machlokas Tanam, and there's a Tana that says that even without Hashma La'aznav, it is okay. So that is the answer to how do you answer the steerus. Now we have all different opinions. So the Gemara ends up saying, 1 minute, Hasha, das is lahaki. Once you've said this, that there's a Rabbi Meir Shita out there. Afilote Rabbi Yehuda Krabi Svirla. You don't have to be mechalik and give the dachuk answer of one's Rabbi Yehuda himself and one's Rabbi Yehuda the name of his Rabbi. There's a third opinion out there. V'hadu tani Rabbi Yehuda b'reder shemim pasi Rabbi Meiri. It's Rabbi Meir's opinion. So Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi. There are three different opinions. The Achronim discuss, what is the reason, is there a reason besides the Geras HaKasev of the requirement of Hashma'a La'aznav? Is that more of a Kavana issue? You have better Kavana when you say it a little bit out loud? Or is that part of the, or these might work together. Or is it part of the definition of Dibur? Dibur means that it has to be, what's the minimum Dibur? Right, we know if I just move my lips, that's not called Dibur. Right, if I don't, let's step back. If I just think it, that's not called Dibur. That's for sure. Right, well, maybe even not. Here are Kedibur Dami, I love Kedibur Dami. Let's say for our purposes, where you have to make a bracha, we have to say something, so here generally is Lav Kedibur. Regarding other areas of Halacha, maybe yes. But let's say Lav Kedibur, there's thinking it, there's say or mouthing the words without any sound coming out, there is saying it without being to be able to be Mashmi Elaznav, and then there's Mashmi Elaznav. So that's four different levels of, let's say, what we would call speech. Hear her and mouthing and saying it low and saying it so your ears can hear it. Let's go one more and saying a bakal rum. That's five. What Birchas Kohanim requires. So there are five levels of speech. So what is the definition that is required in halacha when there is a mitzvah of dibur? So that's the issue right here. That's the issue. According to the one who says you don't need Shmuel Azav. Well, you don't have to say it. Of course you have to say it. But he has a different standard in terms of what is the level of Dibur that is required in a certain area of halacha. And others say, look, al-chilu, you have this one, but you have that one, right? It's a sliding scale. Again, the five levels of Dibur. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Yehuda, Machshir Bakata, and Rabbi Yehuda, again, the Mishnah said, is Machshir by a katan to read the Megillah, Rabbi Yehuda, says the Tosefta, katan ha-yisi. V'karisi alamalam, Rabbi Tarfan, Zakein HaBaluid, when I was a katan, look, we see it, I read it, it was read, but in front of Rabbi Tarfon and the others of Canaan. Amru lo, ein mevi'in raya min hakatan. The rabbi said, Rabbi Yehuda, you were a katan at the time, you can't bring me any rayas. Ein mevi'in raya min hakatan. That's one formulation. Tanya, amre, Rabbi, katan hayisi. Rabbi said, I was a katan, v'karisi lamalam Rabbi Yehuda, and I said it in front of Rabbi Yehuda. Says, not a raya, so amru lo, ein mevi'in raya min amatir. Rabbi Yehuda's the one that allows it. So, you can't bring a raya, that's the halacha. He was the one, obviously, but we don't know if that's the accepted halacha by others. V'leim rulei ein mevi'in raya min hakatan. Why didn't they just say the first taina? Why did they have to say min hamatir? So, chada v'ot kam rulei. They were saying really two different points. Chada de katan yitza, number one, you were a katan, and therefore, we can't bring any rayas based on what you saw then. V'od afilu gadol yisa ein mevi'in raya min hamatir. Even if you would be a gadol in this context, it wouldn't be good, because you're talking about Rabbi Yehuda, he's the one that matirs, and that's not what we are looking for in this context. We're looking even according to the Rabbanan. Aye, we're talking about here the ne'emanus of a katan. Doesn't it say elsewhere, in Ksubis and in Psachim, that a katan is believed when it comes to issues drabanan? So this is an issue drabanan. We're talking about Mikra Megillah. So wouldn't it be enough? So says the Tosfos Rid right here. Well, we don't treat Megillah like a regular din drabanan. Ein mevi'in raya min hakatan. V'yafal gav ditzran elu ne'eman lahayin begozlan. Al masharo bakatanan ki hasam emili drabanan kedug minik laberik beizdik supis. Didn't we say in the second paragraph of Ksubis that a katan is believed for derabanan issues? Avol b'dvar Torah eino ne'eman. Uba mikra megillah, dvar Torah. You treat mikra megillah like a daraisa. Shrei matzu la remez min haTorah. Kidamrina b'pirkan de la'el. Not only because divrei kabbalah kedivrei Torah dami, not because only it's based on psukim, but also because you found a remez in the actual Torah to mikra megillah. Right, all the ksov zos yikaron basefer, the Gemara we had on Dav Zayin, kisvuni ladoros, and that is why it says the Tosfos Rid here, we wouldn't believe the kata because it has an element, it's viewed as a deoraisa. Good. Here we go, next Mishnah. Here in the second parak, again, all of these Mishnahs are now Shas Mishnahs. They're not just Megillah Mishnahs, but these are Shas Mishnahs. Just like the last Mishnah was all about The mitzvah of chinuch. Again, there's a lot in the mitzvah of chinuch which we didn't focus on. We just focused a little bit on the chiyuv on the child versus the chiyuv on the father, and the machlokas Rashi Tosfos, and the machlokas Ramban and the Ran, and the chilukim of the Rambam, which all of that is really a shir b'fnei atzmo. The other issue in chinuch is also what we have mentioned in the past, and that is, if you say the details, we assume the details of chinuch are derabanan, but on a daraisa level, so what is there? Is there a concept of chinuch even mid daraisa? We know there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah daraisa, v'shiratam levanecha. What about the mitzvah of chinuch? So many assume, as we said, that piece of Rav Asher Weiss has the same idea here. Many assume that even if you want to say that details of chinuch are derabanan, but you have to say that the concept of teaching our children to be b'nei and b'nos Torah is daraisa. Can't say that's a chiddush derabanan. It's obvious. It's what Hashem wants. Ki yedativ. What it says, why he loved Avraham Avinu, because he commanded and instructed his children after him. So you have to say that mitzvah chinuch, even if the details are derabanan, the kiyum could be a kiyum d'oraisa of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in Ratzon Hashem, to use the Menachas Asher's words. Okay, says the Mishnah. Ein karnes ha-megillah. You're not allowed to read the Megillah or do any of the following items until after sunrise. That is L'chadchila, after Hanei Sachama. So, Ein Mekoron is a Megillah. V'lo Malin or Mila. Even though Mila, there's a special din of Zrizus that's learned out from Mila even. V'yashkem Avram Aboker. That's by the Akedin, by Mila. That's the context where we learn Zrizus from. And we apply Zrizus to Mila, Vilo Tovlin, and so even though it's Zrizus, you gotta wait till after sunrise. L'chadchila. Vilo Tovlin. And if somebody has to go to the mikvah when his day comes after waiting a week, Velo Mazin, and the Hazaah that is done on a Tumas space on day 3 and 7, V'chein Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom, or a Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom. A woman who had one Re'iyah or two Re'iyos, and she's waiting one more day, Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom. We'll have to see the Gemara why this is said separately. It's just a tefillah also. Why is it separately? Lo Titfal Ad Shetaneitzachama. In all these cases, L'chadchila, one is not allowed to go and perform the mitzvah until after sunrise. After sunrise. Important Rashi. Why? Sheyatza misafek laila. Rashi says, because before sunrise it's still safek laila. Right? Safek yom, safek laila. You're not sure. It'd be like a beta shmashos in the morning. And therefore, it's better to wait. Is Rashi saying, this discussion in the Stechemet, right? Is Rashi saying that it's only because we don't know? But if we would know for sure, then it's okay? Right, if somebody's a baki, then they can do it even before Netzachama L'chadchila. Or is it a fundamental idea that halachically, before Netz is Safek Laila, just like we have the discussion by Ben Ashmashos, that it's twilight, it's the halachic Safek, like the Ritva says in Meseches Yuma, that it's not a question that's going to be answered. It's an unanswerable on purpose. Hashem created Ben Ashmashos to be somewhere between Yom V'Laila. Right, he created that. And it has elements of both. It has elements of Yom and elements of Laila. So it's an unanswerable suffix. It's not just if I would know, there is a moment in time. So that's a question what Rashi here means. Sheyatzavi suffix Laila nafkamina would be, can you do a l'chadchila even before Neitz Hachama? L'chadchila, b'di'evet, for sure it works. As the Mishnah continues, v'kulon sh'asu b'shalom on a shachar kasher. You're right, if you did it all of them after dawn, after Amun HaShachar, it would be kasher, but L'chadchila, it should not be done. It should not be done then. The Sfasemis again here has an important comment. He says, by Kriyashma, right, we know there's a concept of Vasikin, to say Kriyashma before Netzachama, and get the Shemot Esrei right by Netz. So the question is, so by Kriyashma, there is no list L'chadchila. Kriyashma here is not in the Mishnah. So what, Kriyashma L'chadchila you could do after Alos? So says the Sfasemis, yes. Because if you remember, Kriyashma doesn't have defined zmanim. B'shachmecha uvekumecha. B'shah, at the time when people are getting up, and at the time that people are sleeping. Right? That's how we, the Chazal, translate that and understand that in Maseches Brachos. So that's why there's more flexible ideas when it comes to Kriya Shema. Because after all those, people are already getting up, right, in the days of old. And therefore, one is able to say Kriyat Shema then, and the regular rules do not apply in that context. There is a machlokas among the Rambam and the Taz, whether if somebody is running really late in the morning, are you able to read the Megillah Shelaila after Amud HaShachar, before Netzach Hamah? So that is a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Taz, here in Tafresh Pei Zayin, on Tafresh Pei Ches. Do you say, like the Sfasebe says, it's a uniqueness to Kriyishma? Do you say you could apply that it's still Laila a little bit for Megillah? That's an important discussion in the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Two other points on the Mishnah. Number one is a general point, which we mentioned before, but whenever we talk about Netzach Hamah and Alos, it's important to mention the machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Gra, because in terms of Zmanim, we know that by every Luach, there's always two different Zmanim. There's Sof Zman Kriyishma of the Gra, Sof Zman Kriyishma of the Magen Avraham. And the difference is, why is the Magen Avraham's Kriyishma in the morning always later? I'm sorry, always earlier, the Gra's is always later, because the Magen Avraham calculates the day. The Shos Zmanios are figured out, the halachic hours, based on dawn until dusk, until Tezak Ochavim, from Amud HaShachar to Tezak Ochavim. Therefore, it's more hours of the day, so it starts earlier, so the Zmanim in the morning are going to be earlier. And that's why the Magen Avraham Sof Zman Kriyat Shema is always earlier, before the Vilna Gaon's. And at the afternoon, the Magen Avraham's Zman will be later, like the plag of the Magen Avraham, which some people try to use to justify the Tarta de Sastri on a Friday night. Oh, the plag of the Magen Avraham we got, even though we never hold like the Magen Avraham. But that's the plag of the Magen Avraham. That is one. The Vilna Gaon, as we know, holds that the day is figured out from Hanetzach Hamah until Shkia. And that's why his manim in the morning will be later, and his manim in the afternoon will be earlier. That is the machlokas. And generally, the Minhag Olam is like the Gra. Like the Gra, that's the Minhag Olam. The Chazon Ish writes, the Minhag Olam is like the Gra. Except, as we have mentioned, on Erev Pesach, some are machmir to use the manim of the Magen Avraham, all because of a Chumra de Pesach and a Chumra de Erev Pesach. One. Two, the other Rambam I wanted to mention was the Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Bia. We know here we're talking about a Zava and a Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom, and we generally assume, most Rishonim assume, going back to the Ramban, that what does it mean a Zava? What does it mean a Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom? Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom sees one day, sees 2 days, 3 days, she would be a Zava Gedola. She would not be a Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom. But when does that take place? That takes place at any time during a woman's cycle when she is not supposed to have her period. She's not supposed to have her Re'iyah. Meaning the first time a woman gets her period when she turns, whatever, 11, 12, 13, she becomes an Ida for 7 days. Mida Oraisa. Mida Oraisa doesn't matter how long she sees, right? When she sees a little bit, for that's day one, and for the next 7 days, she is Temea Nida, at the end of day seven, on a Oraisa level. At the end of day seven, she does a Hefsek Tara, if she is clean, so that night, she goes to the mikvah, and she is Muteris Labayla, and that's it. That's 7 days. For the next 11 days, she is not supposed to see. Because the average woman's cycle is 28 days, assumes the Torah, assumes the Chazal, interpreting the Torah, and therefore if she has any type of Re'iyah during the next 11 days, so she would be a Zava, either a Shmeres Yom Keneged Yom, or a Zava Gedola if she would see three times. If she becomes a Zava Gedola, and she sees three times, then she has to wait Shiva Nikiyam, and according to the Ramban, and most Rishonim, she does not go back to being a Nida, to having Nida days, until she has Shiva Nikiyam, which uproots her Ziva Gedola state. That is the Shita of the Ramban. If you look at the Kesef, the Magen Mishnah here in Hilchos Isurei Bia, Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, quotes this Ramban, Bia Barayos Bruros, Shedin HaTorah Besviras Hanidas Vaziva Kachi. Hishash Rasa goes through exactly what we just said. If she has Shiva Nikiyam, Misha Sheisha Nas is Zava Gedola, Eina Choseris Limeinidas Ache Tispar Shiva Nikiyam. She does not go back. She doesn't have a Shiva Nikiyam for a month, so she's in the state of Ziva for a month. That is the Shita of the Ramban and Rov Rishonim. The Rambam argues, the Rambam has a more difficult Shita. You've got to figure out how the Rambam fits into the Gemaras in Mesechas Nida and elsewhere. The Rambam says, in Perek Vav Halacha Vav of Isurei Bia, a woman is always, it's set, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, period. And even if she requires Shiva Nikiyam, she goes back to being in days of Nida. Kol Yemei HaIsha. Miyom sheyikva la vest ashe tamus o ashe akara vest liyom acher tispar la olam shiva mitchilas yom aves viacharean acharasar shiva V'achrei anacharasar. Period. That's how it goes. V'tizoher b'minyan, says the Rambam. K'dei sh'teida b'eisha tiradam imbi mei nidaraz imbi mei ziva. Be very careful, because it's confusing. Shekol yamei ha'shalisha kachin shivi mei nidav acharas imbi ziva elam k'dei f'sika haleida. I'll agree that it stops when she has a baby. But until she has a baby, unless she has a baby, it goes 7, 11, 7, 11. That is the Rambam Shita against the Ramban, quoted there in the Magad Mishnah, quoted in the Ramban's Hilchas Nida in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, and elsewhere. So this is the Mishnah. So there's a lot in the Mishnah. Mila, Tvila, Hazah, again, done after Netzachah. Minalan, how do I know that Megillah must be done by Yom? The Amar Kra, Fahayam and Ma'elin, Iskar Menasim. These days should be remembered and performed. Bayom in Balai Lalo. Bayom, that's how you know Mikra Megillah is Bayom. Remember the Diak that we mentioned. Actually, we'll mention it again in a minute. Let's finish the next piece. Leima Devi Tufta, Rabbi Shimon Levi, is this Mishnah, which just mentions that Megillah is Bayom. Is this a Tufta on Rabbi Shimon Levi? To Rabbi Shimon Levi, who we had earlier in Avdalat, who said, Chayav Adon Legrosas Megillah Balayla Vajosa Bayom, you read the Megillah day and night, here just mentions day. So, Kiktani Adiyom. No, it just means the Mishnah is referring to the Yom one. So what does that mean? Does that mean, what's the simple understanding of the Gemara? The simple understanding of the Gemara is that the Gemara assumes that even Bizman HaMishnah, there was reading of the Megillah by day and by night. That is the simple understanding of the Gemara. But the Mishnah only mentions the daytime reading here in the Mishnah. But really, of course, there's a nighttime reading also. The problem, though, is just then, so why does the Mishnah choose to only mention the daytime reading and not the nighttime reading, which is the Mishnah on Amud Beis, which talks about the mitzvahs that are kosher called halayla. So this led the Binyan Shlomo, or Shlomo Mivilna, like we mentioned a couple of times already, to assume that Rabbi Shimon ben Levi made it up. The problem is, so it doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like, isn't this Mishnah against Rabbi Shimon ben Levi? Unless the Binyan Shlomo would read that to mean, if the Mishnah didn't mention it, so how can he come up with it later? Unless that's the answer of the Gemara. Kiktani adiyom, because it was only the Yom of that time period. You can work it out, what the Gemara means here, but it is somewhat difficult to fit that Chiddush in to the Gemara. This is somewhat difficult. Okay, fine. V'lo malin v'chulu. Also, Mila is only Bayom. Why? Dichsiv u Bayom Hashmini Imo. As it says at the beginning of Tazria, on day 8, you do the Mila. U Bayom Hashmini Imo. So we darsh in the Yom and not night. As Tosfos and all the Rishonim. This discussion is here and in Maseches Kedushin. As Tosfos, why Kasha, the Perek of Belazar Omer, in Rebbe Elazar de Mila, the 19th Perek of Shabbos, we darshan, we use this pasuk to teach me a different halacha. Ubiyam Hashmini Yimo, Afilu B'Shabbos. So how could you use this same pasuk to teach me that Mila has to be by day? Right, it's a different limud. So, says Tosfos, V'yesh Lomar, Tahacha Maisi HaDrasha Pshuta Yoser. This is a more Pashut Drasha. Okay, that's first half of Tosfos, that's not the more involved part. But then we get to the second part of Tosfos. V'hikshar Rabbeinu Ephraim. Ask Rabbeinu Ephraim, if Mila is only Bayom, so then it should be defined as a mitzvah asei shezman grama that women are paturas from. So then why in Kiddusha Daf Chavtes does the Gemara have to come up with a pasuk to tell me why women are paturas from being Mal their son? Why don't we just say shezman grama? What do you need a special pasuk for to say women are paturas? That is the Bam Kasha of Tosfos, which all the Rishonim get into giving answers, and each one is more fascinating than the next. Tosfos' answer is that, well, maybe you would have thought that din of mitzvahs, I say the patur of zman grama does not apply when you have a mitzvah that has karis attached to it. There's only two of them, Mila and Karban Pesach. Maybe that's the only, that's the havamina that I would have said, that even though it's zman grama, I would have said they're chayavos, because there's a chi of karis here. Kamash malan, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that even though there's karis, and even though the Tosfos adds in that it says the word bris 13 times in the Torah related to Mila, havamina the b'chaybu nasham lamulz benayu, kamash malan, still, we do not allow the Mila, we do not obligate women. Answer number one, that the whole tour does not apply to a mitzvah sheish bo karis. Number two, Tosfos gives another answer, inami lemila shelo bizmana. Maybe it's referring to a Mila Shlo Bizmana, which there is an opinion out there that says it can be done even at night. Okay, where there are two other fascinating suggestions, three others maybe, given by the other Rishonim. First, the Ritva. The Ritva says that maybe the Patur of Zman Grama only applies to mitzvahs al gufan, only applies to mitzvahs that women have to do for themselves. But any type of mitzvah that involves something outside of them, so then you would not apply the Patur. Right? What is Zman Grama? What's the source of Zman Grama? Tefillin and others. So that's only a mitzvah shebegufo. Ikla Meimar writes the Ritva. This Ritva is not here, but it's a Kiddushin, a Dafchav Tesam and Aleph. Ikla Meimar. Tahasam, when do we say this Ritva is a grama? Tahasam ube mitzvah denafsha. Aval hachad be mitzvah dibina hava amina de machaiva. Dulo gara mi bezdin de machaivi le mimhalei. She's no worse than bezdin anybody else. Lahachi, that's why you need the other pasik. Oso velo osa. That is the Ritva. Anything that does not apply to themselves, you would not have the Patur of Zman Grama. The Menachas Chinuch loves this Ritva. The Menachas Chinuch uses this in two different places to say, ah, let me tell you a Chiddush. He uses this by Shvisas Behema, where the Isser is not an Isser Gavra like the other Malachos, but the Isser is on the animal, right? Shvisas Kalim, we pass in Lekula. But Shvisas Behema, we pass in Lechumra. So maybe women should be obligated in Shvisas Behema, even though they're obligated in all the other losases, but is there a losase regarding either? They're obligated in the malachas, in the shamar, but maybe this is a different makar. She's maybe it's a different makar. Maybe they should be obligated though, because the Patur of Zman Grama does not apply when the focus is something outside of the person. Or where else does the Menachas Chinuch use this? Beautiful! Uses this in the mitzvah of Shemitah. Shvisas Haaretz. Letting the land lie fallow every Shemitah, which B'ez Hashem we will have the exclusive doing in a couple of weeks. A couple of weeks till Shemitah. About 6 weeks or so, says the Menachas Chinuch. Maybe women should be obligated in the Isra Shvisa of in the mitzvah of Shvisa Saaretz. Vashvisish Betenu Natashta. It's a Zman Grama. It's only every 7 years. The answer is this Ritva. But this has to do with the land. The Shvisas Karka. It doesn't have to just do with the Gavra. So therefore, again, the Nafkamina is that, what about Hefker land? Hefker land is there a mitzvah to make sure that even Hefker land has not worked, because there's no Gavri involved there. So that is the Ritva's answer to the question. So we have Tosis as two answers, and then we have the Ritva. Then we have the Tosis Rid. The Tosis Rid there also in Maseches Kiddushin, second Tosis Rid of the day. The Tosis Rid tells us a Chiddush in Mila. A Chiddush in Mila. If, after asking the question of what do you need this extra pasuk for, says the Tosis Rid, Vikasho, my Yisrael Lakra, Tapekle Davi Mila, Bizadish Van Grama, Chadasiva Bayama Shmidiim, all the Chadadimis as we love by Yama Balaila, Kiddi Isa Bimigilla, Shimol and Elabayom, Vatenach Miyom Shmini. Fine, I understand that maybe you would say, well, it has a beginning time, but it doesn't have an ending time. Day 8 is Van Grama, but then until when? So maybe that answers partially. Lo kasha, she'ena yom kavu aviyadu abashana, masheikim yashmini shamila. This is one other suggestion that he has, and the Achronim also pick up on this. Says, well, maybe there's a difference between all other Zman Gramas, or many other Zman Gramas, there is a specific date, the calendaric calendar. He says, but Mila, it's not that, it's that you count 8 days from the event. Lokasha, batenach miyom shvidi lokasha, she'ena yom kavua viyadua bashana, mashenke biyom shvidi shamila. So that helps you regarding 8th day, but daytime it doesn't help you. Aval zeh she'ein mitzvah mila noheges balayla el bayom kasha domir de tzitzis, she'ena noheges balayla el bayom mishum hachi manila. So how do you answer this question? So tshuva, heichi, so related to that earlier suggestion, the Achronim pick up on the fact that Zman Grama might be purely based on a day. Mila is also based on an event. It's based on counting 8 days from the birth. So that might not be called Zman Grama. In any case, what is the, that's a day, and the Divrei Yecheskel discusses that. But the Tosfos Rid says right here, Tshuva, heichi amrinan d'mitzvah d'zman grama nashe peturos, hani mili mitzvah, detalya begufa, v'hi ena mitzuva, elo l'zman yadua, v'lo b'chol zman. It's a maisa mitzvah, where a person has to do a maisa mitzvah and take care of it at a specific time. Aval mitzvah d'lo talya begufa, kigon lamu les bina, like mitzvah amila, which is not talya beguf. This is not like the Ritva. You'll see what he says. Avagav de milas haben yesh lazman, nehi de kavu azman leben animol. Find the actual ultimate act has a time. Aval ha'av shetzivahu habore, lehis asek b'milas b'no. Ha'esek ha'hu ein lo zman. Shebein bayom ubein balayla, yitzrach v'yachin sarchi milas b'no. The mitzvah of milah is not just about the ma'isa milah, it's about the hisaskus. It's about the involvement and all the preparations. Maybe even getting the caterer, because assuming it's a sudas mitzvah, even maybe on a daraisa level. So all the hisaskus beforehand. So that's not time bound. That's day and night before the milah takes place. And that's why it's not a mitzvah aseis van grama. That's why you need a separate pasuk to say women are pituros. That is another answer. The Sfasemes has another answer right here. Sfasemes says, maybe Mila is result-oriented. It's about creating a mahul. It's not just doing the Maisa Hamila, right, which is also a big discussion in the Mefarshim. So maybe Zman Grum is only applied to where the focus is the Maisa Mitzvah and not on the Totsah. Okay, we spent the whole shiur talking about Mila, but we got our feet wet a little bit, a couple of suggestions, and now we continue. Anybody ever had to speak about that at a Shalom Zachar or at other occasions, some of what we said could be related to those contexts. Fine. V'lo tovlin, v'lo mazin v'chulu, we continue. Tefillah and hazah have to happen only by the day. Dechsiv, v'hisa ha-tahara la-tamei, v'gomer, it says the hazah takes place by Yom HaShavi. Yom Hashavi, v'iskesh tefillah la'azoya, and we compare the two. V'chei shemeres yom keneged yom. Lo tit v'lachet ta'netzachama. Also shemeres yom keneged yom. She does not do tefillah until after netzachama, even though she can do it by day. Remember, nida da'orais has to do it at night, after day seven. But a shemeres yom keneged yom can do it by day and just wait. So that's only by day. Pshita. Maishter shemeres yom keneged yom b'kol chayvi tefillahs. Why do you separate her? Where it says already, lo tovlin, in the Mishnah, itzrach. Tehevi, I might have said, Tehevi kariya rishona shel zav, v'riya rishona, it should be, maybe her re'iyah, her first re'iyah, should be like the first re'iyah of a zav, which we consider a male. Meaning the first re'iyah of a zav we consider like, what? V'riya rishona shel zav, ishkesh l'balkeri. We consider that to be just like a balkeri, a man who had a natural emission. Right, Balkari is where he had a natural emission. He was involved with his wife or whatever, and he had a re'iyah. That makes him tummy, makes him into a Balkari. So maybe the first re'iyah of a Zava is like the first re'iyah of a Zav, which is treated like Balkari. Dichsiv, Zostaras HaZava, Shetezi Menu Shech Vazera, Ma Balkari Tovel Bayom, Hainami Litvo Biome. Just like a Balkari can be Tovel Bayom, so to this one. Kuvi be Tovel Bayom. Vabi Yamama Lomatsi Tavla. But she can't. Dichsev, meaning that day, not just the next day. Maybe we should say it's like Riyah Rishon of Zav, we could be talking about that day. You don't even need one day of Shmira. Dichsev, kol yimei zova kemishka nidasa yela. But we know it's not true. Right? We know it's not true. She has to wait a day. But maybe we would have said, belaylo miyas levid mixas Shmira betitvol. At least that night. Fine, she can't do it that day. But the next halachic day, which is that night, that should be enough. And she should be able to go to the mikvah the night after she had her re'iyah rishona. Kamash balan, no good. Kivan debaya svira, svira biyamamahu. She needs to count one clean day. Svira is only biyom. That is what we hold. Svira biyamamahu. Mixas yom kakulo, as we know from elsewhere, applies by yom. Right, the day, last day of Shiva is only in the morning. We don't say it's that night. When we need a svira, we do it only by yom. Good. The betikos that Nisha does, like achilas, are done according to all poskim by yom, not at night. V'kula chazav shalom amar shachar kasher b'di eved. If all of these mitzvahs were done after amar shachar, yotzei. K'minani mili amar rava damar krava yikra lukim la'or yom. The pasuk in Bereishis, Hashem called the or the light daytime. L'meir uba karu yom, and we darshin. It means to the meir when the light is coming. That means when after dawn. So you want to say it at night too? Really, as it is getting dark, it's called night? Like in the morning? But that's not true, because until tzeis, it's not night. You can't say Kriya Shema. Fine, you could daven Ma'ariv earlier, right? But you can't say Kriya Shema until Laila. So you're right, this is the makar, that Amud HaShachar is ready, yom. The pasuk when they were building Bayesheni, v'anachnu osim b'malacha, v'chetziam machazikim b'ramachim, and half were holding spears. Me'alos hashachar atzeis hakochavim, v'omer v'hayu lanu halayla mishmar v'hayom melacha. So you see, it says by day they were doing this, and by night they were doing that, and it says alos. So if you put the pasukim together, alos me'alos hashachar is a definition of me'hayom. Umayvi Omer, what is the second pasuk adding? And if you want to say, really, even after dawn, it's still nighttime. It's not daytime yet. Umichi arva shim shalelya, and it's already nighttime by shkia. V'inu makdami umachashchi. It's just that these people who were involved in the Binyan HaMikdash got up early, even during the night, and stayed later, even after Tashma, V'hayu lanu, halayla, mishpah v'yom malacha. So the Gemara says, no, based on the Pasuk, these are the halachic definitions. These aren't just the behavior that took place then. Good. Says the last Mishnah in the Perek. Kol hayom, we have the Mishnah, right? Daf Chaf. Daf Chaf has the mitzvahs hayom and the mitzvahs halayla. So now we have the mitzvahs hayom, we had, and we have a list of more, and then we have kol halayla. So kol hayom kosher l'kriyas ha-megillah. The entire day is kosher for kriyas ha-megillah, as we spoke about that already. Ula kriyas ha-halel, ula tkiyas shofar, ula tilas lulav, ula tilas ha-musafin, ula musafin, not only for davening musaf, but also for the carbon musaf. Stop there for just a second. The Rashba here is an important ha'ara. The Rashba says, the whole day, but isn't the carbon musaf only allowed after the carbon tamid, before the carbon tamid shall be arbayim? It's not those, so you can't bring it the whole day. Right when it's dawn, so in the morning you can't, you have to wait. So Rashba says, no, but that's something external. That's just because you need that event, that act to take place. But in terms of the day, the inherent daytime hours, it's kosher. You just have an ikuv from somewhere else. Ula vidui, how parim are doing vidui on the parim that are brought for palam davar shel sibur, par yom kippur. Ula vidui meiser, ula vidui yom kippur, vidui meiser, that's done at the end when you have to say b'arti hakodesh ben abayis, and vidui yom kippurim, all of these mitzvahs only by day. Lismicha, lishchita, leaning on the animal, doing shchita, all the avodos. Litnufa, waving the animal. Lahagasha, bringing it close to the mizbeach. Lekmitza, doing the kmitza of the carbon mincha. Ulahaktara, lemelika, la kabbala, la hazaya, sprinkling on the mizbeach. Ulashkaya sota, la rifas haegla, ulataras hamitzora. All of these mitzvos have to be done only by yom. Why doesn't it say here mila? Right, it said Mila in the previous Mishnah. Why doesn't it say Mila's kasha the whole day? Ask the Chashuk Echemed. Right, why doesn't it just say Mila? So the Ahi quotes from the Echron who explained, well, it doesn't say that because Mila uniquely has an idea of Zrizus. So you want to do it as early as possible. Right, that's why it doesn't listen in the Mishnah. Who makes this diak? The Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan Ilchas Mila discusses if the question of Barov Amhadras Melech later in the day, or earlier in the day with less people. Right? A question that comes up by Kiddush Levana and by Pidyon HaBen, but by Mila, the poskim say, do it early, even if it's going to be less people. And the Aruch HaShulchan said, it's a diyuk from our Mishnah. Vida, Yoredea, Reish Samach Beis Ches. To be Mishnah, Megillah, Daf Chaf, and Beis. Chashiv, Kol Beis, Pratiyah, Sekshirim, Kol Hayom. Lo Chashiv, Mila, Bahadayu. Vinira, Dibbe, Kavana, Shaf, Katana, left it out. To be Vada, Gama, Mila, Kenu, it's true. Ella, the Bashar Mitzvahs, Ink, Peta, Kol Kachim, Na'achir, Ma'at. If you delay a little, it's not such a big deal. Aval, Bamila, Shu, Chosam, Bris, Kodesh. Ubaze, Nichnas, Lekdusha, Yesh, Kpeda, Gedola, Shalova, Achram. It's a Kpeda, Gedola, not to delay it. Vyesh, Donal, Litzaveach, Al Minag, Zvanenu. He says, scream out the Minag that we have here in the Vardak. 115 years ago. Shema achrina mila kamishos bayom ebnei shtusim. They're ma'aki for no good reason. Shlobo kol akruim. V'chadom eshtusim ke'ele. V'yish makom eshtem achrina chatzos hayom v'uv avon plili. It's a terrible aveira. A lot of other stories about some of the rebbes who would do hachanis, right, until late in the day so they could be the sandik. And they asked the rebbes, you know what, well, how do you do it so late? So they would say, well, I start early. I'm already involved because I'm doing the hachanis. Okay, we should do it as early as possible, even with all the hachanis. Okay, that is the, but obviously it's kosher called hayom. What else is not on the list? Says the Meiri here. Well, let's just wait to do the Meiri in the next half of the Mishnah. But anyway, this is the Mishnah. All the mitzvahs that are kosher called hayom are listed right here. Why is it? Why isn't there a gzeira? Just like by the end of the day, by there's no gzeira of shkia like there is by nates, meaning don't do it before sunrise because you might get confused. So why don't we say at night also, right? Is there a type of gzeira? Let's read the Sfas Emes. He says it has to do with chazakos. Says the Sfas Emes. Mashmali demilishta demastisa the kol hayom mamish kasher ad bein hashmashos v'yafagav debetchilas hayom asru ad hanetz, even though in the morning there's a delay. Why? Because we don't want you to mess up. Im kein besofa yom gam kein. Havi lulu meisar achash geis achama. Why don't they say it's asr after shkia? V'lo matzinu b'shem makom isr bazeh. We don't find it isr. Afilu barach mitzvahs de'efshar l'kaimam l'machar l'yom achrini mikol makom. Stomatznan kol hayom. V'efshar l'omar. Some mitzvahs even kol hayom, even after shkia. Even after Shkia for a certain amount of time, until whenever Tseis is, right? There are Kulas, Ramosha's 9 minutes, that the Shalash Shud is, that Hefzik Tara, sometimes post can be flexibility. So says the Fasem is Lomdus. He says, V'Efshalomar Atam. We're not sure, so what's the Chazaka? Even if you're not sure later in the day, if you're not sure if it's yom or not, mukminon achazaka demeikara daadayin yomi. So you're mukmin on the chazaka. Avo betchilas hayom. What's the chazaka demeikara? Laila. Misafik mukminon achazaka daadayin lailahi. V'lahachi yachmiru tfei bazeh. Fascinating sasemes right here, why the difference between the morning one and the night one. Again, Zrizus, as we mentioned earlier, is a huge topic. We discussed it a little bit back on Daf Gimel. Does Zrizus affect the mitzvah itself or not? Is it a different type of mitzvah than with Washington Mevatlin Talmud Torah, as we had earlier? According to a Deya that says you just push it later, just the idea of Bittul is used though, because Zrizus, or without Zrizus, it still is a different qualitative mitzvah. Okay, a lot more, but we continue. The entire night, now the mitzvah's alayla, are kosher for cutting the carbon of Omer, the night of the second night of Pesach, ula hekter chalav mevarim. Ze'aklal, kol davar shemitzvah zeh bayom, kosher kol hayom, davar shemitzvah zeh balayla, kosher kol halayla. That is the rule. The Meiri notes that the minhag of saying Hallel the night of Pesach is not on the list. So he says it must just have been left out. This is not a raya that there is no mitzvah for that. That's the Meiri Sahara here. Mina Allah. So how do you know all these mitzvahs are by Yom and Balaylo? Damar Krav Yom Eilam Eskar Menasim. Lekriya Sahalel. That's how you know Megillah is by Yom. Lekriya Sahalel Dechsiv. He mitzvah Shemesh on Mevo'o. Same pasuk we have, they have to say it in order. Rev Yosef Omer Zeha Yom Asa Hashem. Lunatilas Lulav Dechsiv. Ulukachtem Lachem by Yom Arishon. Lutzkiya Shofar Dechsiv. Yom Shua Yelachem. Lumusasim Dechsiv. Dvar Yom Biyomo. All the Yom Pesukim. Ulatfilas Hamusafin. Kumusafin Shavuah Rabbanan. Compared, well, the Vidui Parim, the Aleph Kapara Kaparim Yom Kippurim, Vidui Parim, you learn Zera Shava from Yom Kippur, the Tani Gabi Yom Kippurim, the Chiper Bado Vaad Beso, but Kapara is Dvar Makasa Bedaber, it's Kapara of Dvarim, the Kapara Biyamamu Dechsiv by Yom Aze Yechaper Alechem. Good. Next to that pasuk, l'smicha l'shchita, dichsiv v'samach v'shachat, v'ksiv ba b'shchita. It says by shchita, by yom zivchachem. So shchita had his own pasuk, and smicha is compared to shchita, as we don't take it for smicha shchita. They're connected. Smicha might even be in lumdis terms tchilas meiser shchita. L'tnufa d'chsif, b'yom ha'nefchem es ha'omer, says b'yom, waving the omer. U'la ha'gasha d'iskish l'tnufa d'chsif, v'lokach ha'koyim yaro isha es b'nchas ha'knaos, v'heinif v'hikriv, l'melika, l'kmitza, l'haktaro l'azoya d'chsif, b'yom sav oso es b'nei Yisrael. That pasuk of b'yom sav oso includes all avodos. And that is why all of Melika, Kmitz, Haktar are all included in Bayom Savoso. As Tosas, the bomb, Kasha, which we've discussed in the past. So why does Shechita need its own Makar? If all the other Avodos in the Beis HaMikdash are learned out from Bayom Savoso. So what about Shechita? So the Gemara Tosas says, well, Shechita is Kshir Bazar. And therefore, you might have thought that it's also Kshir Balayla. Kamash Malan, that is a huge topic, as we've discussed in the past. We had a Daf Be'in Shir about this a number of years ago. One can check in the archives on OU.org/Torah in terms of Shechita Kshir Bazar. What exactly does that mean? But Tosfos is taking a stand here that it's a reflection that it's something really different about the Shechita. And therefore, you might have thought that Shechita could even be done by Laila. Unbelievable. Kamash Malan, that's why you need a separate Makar. Rav Schechter of the Gita's Egos discusses this as well in Simen Nun Beis in terms of maybe it's Shechita Lagabe the Gavra and Shechita Lagabe the Avoda. Right, there might be a difference. Lagabe the Gavra might not be a Shechita because it's Sheir Bazar, but Lagabe Avoda is one of the Dalet Avodas Hayom, and therefore it would require. Okay, we'll have to stop there. We'll start B'Hashem tomorrow talking about Sfiras HaOmer, which is also not mentioned in the Mishnah, only Kitzir HaOmer is mentioned. What about Sfira? Right here you have the Tosfos, about the Bahag, and Rabbeinu Tam, and the other exciting topics. Okay, we will stop here.